Who's ready to put pads on? Tone, good morning.
Hey.
They're going on today. They're going on today.
Yeah, there we go.
Time to run into each other. Even though the quarterback competition's probably already over.
Does seem like it, right?
Four-man competition's already over, Tone.
It seems like kind of crashed and burned for Kenny Pickett.
And well, not to his own doing.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah, just this is...
According to Adam Schefter, not Adarn Schefter, Browns quarterback Kenny Pickett injured his hamstring near the end of Saturday's practice. He's expected to reevaluate the injury later this week, per sources. Pickett was coming off a strong couple of practices, per sources. And at least for the short term, there now will be more reps for Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, which, it's inopportune time for him because he could, depending on, you know, how careful they're going to want to be with this. He might want to be with it. He might not want to be careful with it. But all eyes kind of focus on what the joint practices. And if he can't really go for the joint practices, that's it. He can't win the quarterback.
So I think the quarterback competition is probably solved. And I think, and don't take this the wrong way, this could be best for all parties involved. It could be best for him, and I mean that with Kenny Pickett, and it could be best for Browns fans, it could be best for the Browns, all parties involved. Because now, instead of Kenny Pickett, if Kenny can't go, then you go, okay, we're just going to do the common sense thing. We're going to give the job to start the season off to the 40-year-old veteran. He'll be able to play complimentary football. He'll be able to put us in a position where if there's a tight game, we could possibly win that football game. A guy who knows what he's doing, because we don't know what the running back room is going to really look like, because now you got this big whole issue that's going on. We heard Andrew Berry talk about that last week. There is a chance just to kind of settle down the boat and to get things going. Because if Kenny were to start the season and Kenny were to be rough, then I think that you'd have pitchforks, you'd have torches, you'd have a lot of people out there. I mean, they're going to be coming for you already, okay? I'm trying to stave off craziness. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to stave off nut job stuff. Like, we'll have these Orlovsky clips coming up at 6:20. I don't know what the guy's trying to tell Nick and Jonathan in the afternoon. I thought that was kind of bizarre, but we'll play that coming up at 6:20, and I'll let you decide for it, right? This was last week. But when I see that Kenny Pickett got hurt, I don't want anybody to get hurt. I wanted him to get a fair shot if he's going to have a fair shot at it, because he is one of the two veterans there. I didn't want to force the hand with Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders. I think I've been very clear about that. I would have went with the guy that the guys already had trusted, they had already had experience before with, and Joe Flacco. And I think that the fan base would probably be in a lot of ways the same way. Now, Joe Flacco could go out there and suck up the room really badly, and then people are going to be wanting a different quarterback out there. But I didn't want it to start off the season with anybody else, because it's, again, I think it calms down the veterans' tone. I think it certainly calms down the fan base a little bit, where you have this guy that people know. Why wouldn't you put the guy out to start off the season that people know to try to get off in the best footing in a tough part of your schedule?
Yeah, I just think the biggest focus here is that they were wasting time trying to figure out, and it was going to be an impossible evaluation process to go in with four quarterbacks. That was a bad process.
Yeah.
And just by virtue of, unfortunately for Kenny Pickett, and we apologize to his family members that have been dialed into our show and tweeting and blocking certain listeners of the show and fans.
I didn't want to get hurt. Good God.
Yeah, nobody. We wanted somebody to emerge. We didn't want anybody to necessarily win jobs because of injuries, but there's no way I could see them starting Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders week one.
But if
that was just never going to happen. So it was only going to be Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco, and now Kenny Pickett can't take part in this process. He's going to miss at least, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks?
Probably, yeah.
Right. And that's just at least. So there's no way he can be a part of the joint practices in those scenarios. And if he's not going to be a part of those where everything is live, guys are wearing, you know, full pads, there's tackling, there's sacking, there's coming after the quarterback, this is over. Joe Flacco is your starting quarterback week one against the Cincinnati Bengals, and now the competition is between Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders.
Well, how bad, because if it's that bad, you could put him on short-term IR, if it's that bad. Like, if he's, again, because you're trying to get four guys who are the quarterbacks on the roster, because everybody can see a scenario. Now people are starting to see a scenario where, hey, you could put four quarterbacks on the roster, which, I don't know, you and I have been saying that there's definitely a possibility about that since when? Since the draft, since they drafted the other two guys. So there's certainly a possibility there. But now you go into the season, okay, if Kenny is that injured, I don't need to rush anything with Kenny Pickett. We don't need to rush anything, right? No. Because Dylan Gabriel, from everything that they're saying, from the, what was the quote, from the shoulders up, he's a first overall pick.
Kenny Pickett's not good enough to be rushing him back to, like, save a season.
Exactly, but you don't want to put him in a bad spot. I mean, you're talking about trying to save a career, let alone save a season, when it comes to Kenny Pickett. So you have a guy here who, I don't want to rush anything. So how I would do it right now is I would take Joe Flacco, Joe's the starter. Then I would look at what Kenny Pickett is, and if Kenny Pickett is still hurt, do not rush this thing back. We ain't getting rid of you. We traded for you. There's no reason to get rid of you. I don't think your job's in any question. If there's anything to do, it would be on short-term IR, and we'll see you at the end of the first month of the season. That's where I would put it at. So then it becomes a Joe Flacco, 6'6", big, not lumbering guy. He's a little bit more athletic than we give him credit for, but he's 40 years old, for crying out loud. You go from him to probably Dylan Gabriel. And they say Dylan's smart. Dylan's got all the intangibles of what you would want to know with an offense. It's just he's 5'10". So that you go from 6'6 to 5'10", different set of skills. Could you really do that? Shador, you get a little bit more time to get this thing figured out, and that's where you go. And if Kenny comes back before the start of the season, you still put him in as a backup and you carry four quarterbacks. If Kenny is still hurt, because it's a hamstring, so we'll see how long that takes to actually get fixed. If Kenny's still hurt and you want a guy like that because he has wheels, so you want him to be at full strength. If Kenny comes back and he's still touchy on the hamstring, hey, just give it time. I got time with Kenny because I don't want to put him out there if he's not able to defend himself and he's not able to conduct the offense the right way because he's still nursing an injury. So I don't know the severity of the injury. We'll find out, I'm sure, more today. But it clears a lot of things up. In an unfortunate way, it clears a lot of things up. But then I have my succession plan right after Joe. I give the job to Joe, and then I see where it is from any. Unless people can give me an argument on Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders, week one.
Well, and I'm sure there are people who would be trying to give us an argument because I saw it on social media. I mean, what? Shador Sanders had couple of really nice throws on Saturday, last time they were together. He's going up against the threes and the fours. You know,
Stat charting that's went on over the last few days of completions and attempts and all that has become a new level of Browns training camp that I don't think we've ever seen before.
Yeah. Now I wonder what percentage of fans are truly putting stock into that, or they're using them as kind of, all right, this is kind of funny that we're doing this at all.
And none of the stats say which group of defense they're going against. And sometimes it's against air.
Yeah, and I watched some of these reps with Shador. Like, if Miles Garrett was on the field, the play would have been over already. Like, right. that's just a reality. Like, it's very different going up against the starters than it is. With that said, Shador Sanders, those are the best passes I saw. Yeah. And the people that were at camp, you know, watching this religiously, they're like, oh, yeah, he had the nicest throws. Do you think anybody is seriously, like, not, hey, I'm a fan, and Shador obviously is, you know, this exciting story.
Yeah.
I don't think it's nearly the story of training camp. Like, people were trying. Where's the national media even been? Have they even been really following the Browns?
It's going to be, they'll be in town this week. So we will find out. The Shador Sanders business is about to pick up.
I do think it's been proven that was grossly overrated. Shador Sanders is not the story. He's not a circus. He's not a distraction. He's also not a story.
Well, when teams weren't practicing.
He's four straight.
Well, when teams weren't practicing, then he was one of the bigger conversation pieces because of what
OTAs
had happened during the offseason.
Or rookie minicamp. Yeah.
But now that teams are practicing around the NFL, they're going around the tour.
I'm not really seeing much in the way of...
But I think by Friday, you might change your mind because the media is going to be in town, Hall of Fame weekend, all the other stuff. That means that all the national people are going to be in town. They're going to be in town to see number 12. I mean, they'll talk a little bit to Joe Flacco and Miles Garrett and maybe a little bit of Denzel, even though Denzel is not the most boisterous person in the world. Maybe a couple of other people, but they're in town to see the Hall of Famers and they're in town to see Shador Sanders. So I don't know if I want to subscribe to that just now that he's not a big story. If he's going out there, because I'll tell you
Do you think it'll be a big story when they're like, yeah, I mean, you know, Kenny Pickett's injured, but in reality, Shador's fourth string. Do you think that will be...
Honestly,
is that a story people care about all that much?
I think by the end of the week, it's on Shador. If they go out there and he throws the way I heard of him throwing this last week.
Week or day?
Week.
Okay,
I'll say week.
I mean, we only saw a couple of days, so I say week.
Fine. So if he goes and he throws like he did last week, day, whatever. If he throws like that, I think a lot of people are going to be here, and they look at it from 30,000 feet.
Even if it's against threes and fours, not Myles Garrett, not going up against.
I mean, again, you got football people that you trust going, why are you wasting your time with these old guys? What are you doing wasting your time with them?
Sure.
Put the rookies
in
there.
We've asked that question before.
If they see Shador Sanders, they're going to look at that. I guarantee you that somebody's going to come away. This probably won't pay off till next Monday. Somebody with a name will come away with this. If he throws well, somebody will come away from camp, their time at Browns camp, going, he looked good. He was supposed to be a first-round pick to a lot of people. He fell all the way to the fifth-round pick. Maybe he got a steal. You guys ain't going anywhere anyway. What's the point? You might as well play Shador Sanders. If he throws as well as what he was throwing last week, yeah, somebody's going to do it. So I'm going to disagree with you, because I want to let the national media come in.
So you want
and
them?
See
you
what
want
they say?
It sounds like Ken Carman. Ken Carman is more excited by the notion of the Emmanuel Achos of the world coming in and saying,
"I don't know
the
if
fact
he has
that the Browns are not
right now,
starting
buddy.
Shador Sanders.
I don't know if he's coming to town.
That gives him more free time to come to Browns camp. Are you kidding me? So, because I don't think Fox Sports is going to be, you know, setting out a
still
encampment
got six
here.
Six open dates.
So I do think it sounds like there's an excitement in your voice that
why?
Maybe the national
no.
media can create
there's,
a stir over this.
There's not. Why do you do this? We've been back for 15 minutes, and now you're doing this. If I was saying I was excited about it, I was saying I was excited about
it. So you think it would come as a detriment if they did that?
No, I don't think it's
so
a detriment.
What is the Ken Carman opinion on whether or not the national story of Shador Sanders?
You said it wasn't going to be a big deal, and I said no, wait until the end of the week. I think some people are going to make it a big damn deal.
So I misread it. You didn't really care either way if it was a big deal. I'm just trying to make sure I've got Ken Carman right
what
here.
What do you mean? What are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm just trying to get the opinion out of Ken Carman on whether or not the Shador mania is A, going to happen, and B, whether it serves them well or
I don't
hurts
know
them.
If it's going to happen. I said okay. I could see it. Did I or did I not? Owen said I could see a scenario where at the end of the week, you have national media in town, and they see Shador throw any bit like he did last week, and they go, well, this is, what are you guys doing wasting your time with all these other guys?
Am I stopped listening once your face got so red.
Well, because he's putting words in my mouth already.
No, you did say this might not pay off until next week, until next Monday.
Yes.
And believe me, I've got it right here. I'm ready. I'm marked and ready to go. It might not pay off until next Monday once everybody rolls through.
Do you really not believe that the writers and the pundits and people who come to town this week,
I think the grifters are going to make an argument always, because I've seen it already.
What if Baldy comes to town
but
and says
those,
it?
Well, okay.
What if Baldy,
right. Right.
Make a media list of the people listen to say that he should be the starter and see whether or not it's
difference.
Legitimate.
So like Jeremy Fowler, right? He's not a big opinion giver. He's just a reporter. But if Jeremy Fowler comes into town and does all his hits on SportsCenter and then goes on and helps out the First Take crew or whatever. I don't even know who's in position anymore. There's been so much of a shakeup on all the networks. But if Jeremy Fowler comes in and says, I talked to the Browns this week. I talked to some players in that locker room. And they want Shador to be given a legitimate shot. Okay, that changes it. I'm not really hearing much of that right now. I'm hearing Shador on one of the worst teams in football is fourth string and made some nice throws the other day. That's all I'm really... against threes and fours. That's all I've really seen so far. So it has been a far cry from Mike Greenberg a month ago saying Shador Sanders in Cleveland's the biggest story of the offseason.
Call Mike Greenberg
a grifter. It has been so far from it hasn't even been one of the biggest stories in Browns camp. He's been fourth string.
Call him Mike Greenberg a grifter.
No, that's the thing. He's not, but
well,
it's been a far cry.
I need a list of grifters by the end of the week here from you.
I do think some people were trying to stir up some stuff a month ago when it was a dead season in the NFL. And it has. It's been one of the deadest off seasons I can remember.
Absolutely true. I mean, if you're going to put me on the spot, I'm going to put you on the spot. I want a grifter list by Wednesday.
The grifter list.
I think at 7:45, we're going to play grifter or gold miner.
216.
We'll list them off.